Oh, do you know of any other words that people use for that part of the fireplace?
I can't think right now. I think there's something else it was called, but I can't remember what.
Right. What do you call the black substance that's formed inside a chimney from burning wood and coal?
Well, then we call it soot.
What do you call the gray, powdery substance that's formed when you have burned wood, that's left after the wood is burned?
Ashes.
And can you tell me what the opposite of black is?
White.
Oh, and right now you are sitting in a...
chair.
We were talking about the house and the rooms in your house. Would you name me as many pieces of furniture that would be in a living room as you can think of?
Well, back then, it was Davenport. Not sofa, but Davenport. And when I was little, we had a phonograph in there. And chairs, an organ that you had to pump.
Oh, really? Did
you
have an organ?
Yeah. And the fireplace with the mantel and some flowers on it. And I don't remember anything else.
All
I don't
right.
even remember if we had any rug or not.
Any kind of a desk or anything
no.
of that sort. All right, would you tell me the names of the pieces of furniture that you would have in a bedroom?
Well, there's mostly beds.
What about places for storing clothes?
Closets. We did have some closets.
Mm-hmm. Any pieces of furniture that you used to store clothes in?
Well, back in those days, we didn't use blankets. It was quilts. Quilts that my mother made for us. Everyone, people just used quilts back then.
Mm-hmm.
And in her room, we had some shelves. And that's where the quilts were stored, on one end of her room. On the opposite end of her room, where she slept, was where the quilts were stored. And I don't even remember if they had a grapes or anything to cover them up or not. I just remember the stack of quilts. Great stack.
Was there anything with drawers in it, or that you would put a piece of furniture that you would put clothes in?
Yes, there we had trunks. There were a lot of clothes stored in trunks. I don't know why, but we did.
Did you not use chests of drawers or anything of this sort?
Not chests of drawers. We had what we call bureaus.
Bureaus.
Yeah. Had a mirror and large drawers for storing certain clothes, certain things.
Is there a difference in your mind between a bureau and a chest of drawers and a dresser?
Well, I guess there's not, probably, but they were made different somehow or other. The bureaus, as we call them, had mirrors, tilt mirrors in the back.
I've seen some of those.
And perhaps they were about the size of chests of drawers now.
Did you sit down at a bureau ever?
No.
It was not a...
It was just drawers with a mirror on top.
I see. What do you think of when you say dresser then?
Well, that was a little fancier term. Now, we had one dresser. It had a large mirror in the back with a few drawers, not much drawers for storing anything in.
Did you sit down at a dresser?
Yes.
Then that would probably be a little bit of a difference between a dresser and a bureau
mm-hmm.
in some way.